Amen. The Bible says we shall come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. The Bible says we should not cast away our confidence because it has great recompense. People of God, we just honor God that in our humanity, He has given us the privilege to come to Him. He has not counted us unworthy this morning. Lord, we bless your name. We appreciate you. We do have confidence in you. And we confess that there is none like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. And may I please say that we should not allow the chairs to restrict us. We are warriors. Amen. If we need to rearrange the chairs, let the chair get out of the way so that prayer can go forward. In the name of Jesus. Good morning to everyone. We want to thank you for coming to be part of this great celebration and this worship. Hallelujah. We want to recognize quickly those who have been able to come early. We appreciate the presence of Bishop Bath. Hallelujah, Bishop Bath Olji. By the grace of God, as the spiritual leader for International Ministers Fellowship. Amen. We have with us even Minister Jackie, Pastor Phil, and my sister Dorcas. Hallelujah. Amen. We have Mommy all the way from Coventry. Let's appreciate God. Hallelujah. We have Dr. and Dr. Mrs. Echeta with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have with us Sister Tony all the way from Nigeria. Amen. We have Pastor Lisa. Hallelujah. And we have all of us. And we have the children. Let's appreciate the children. Amen. We have our sister, Pastor Wonu and Sister Elizabeth all the way from London. Isn't that awesome? Let's shake hands and just acknowledge God. More and more people are on their way. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not strangers. When we move into prayer, we will be interacting more. Let's get to say good morning to everyone. Amen. Amen. We want to appreciate the coordinators. Amen. Minister Nkiru and Brother Sunday that lead our prayer team. We appreciate them. Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless us all. Amen. Hebrews chapter 3, honoring our chief high priest and chief intercessor. Hebrews chapter 3, the Bible says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, and also Moses, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Is it not amazing that what is written about Jesus here is that who was powerful or who was faithful? Absolutely. Brethren, this calling is to the faithful brethren. Hallelujah. Prayer is for the faithful. Prayer is one of the elements of the church that is suffering because many are depending on science, on technology, on what they can do. And the more we move away from the place of prayer, the weaker the church becomes. The more we find other alternatives that each and satisfy our ego, each our mental demands, the further the church moves away from the throne of grace. But here, talking about the high priest of our profession, he was faithful, was found faithful in his priesthood. I pray that all of us be found faithful. Amen. in our service in Jesus' name. And then chapter 4 from verse 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. It was called a high priest in chapter 3, referred to as a great high priest in chapter 4, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession of prayer. Hold fast. Don't let the things of the world take us away from it. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. If anyone knows what the time in the world is, we will know it's not the time of technology, it's the time of need. If we are sensitive, and I know we are sensitive by the grace of God, the world is not in the time of advancement. We are in the time of need. And the Bible says we can obtain mercy. Nations are in the time of need. The church is in the time of need. I am in the time of need. So we have come to honor him, the chief high priest of our profession, who was found faithful even in the time when it was not convenient. I know that for some of us, coming here this morning was a lot of juggling, leaving a lot of things undone. But I pray that God will reward our faithfulness. Let's rise up to our feet, even as we proceed, trusting the Lord for the open heavens this morning. Just lift up your hands. We are before the chief high priest, the great high priest, and he is here. Faithful, he's still faithful in answering prayers. He was not just faithful in that he prayed. He was not just faithful in that he fasted. But he's still faithful in that he hears and he answers prayers. We honor you, our chief intercessor. You ever live to make intercession for us. Help us tonight. Help us this morning, Holy Spirit. Help us to know how to pray. For we don't know how to pray. We don't know what to pray. But we want to pray. We want to pray. There is a groaning in our spirit. Lord, we pray that the altar of prayer be revived. That the altar of prayer be revived. That the altar of prayer be revived. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that the altar of prayer be revived. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us. Help us as we join the angels. Help us as we join the saints on earth. Help us as we join the triumphant saints, even the church of Jesus. Fill our hearts with groanings. Let the burden of prayer come upon us. Let the mantle of prayer come upon us. We bless and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.